Hey, blessed be the name of Jesus and shalom. We come again to us where we are discussing the word of God, verse by verse, book by book. We are in the book of Revelation. And by the grace of God, we are looking at this book. Many people believe that the book of Revelation is a very hard book. But it's one of the only books in the Bible that comes with its own simple outline. Revelation has got three parts. It's the revelation that Jesus gave John so that John would be able to write it down and then send it to the angels of churches or to the pastors of the churches, because the name angel means messenger. And we have already established that there are spiritual or unseen messengers. These are the heavenly angels that encamp around us that are ministering spirits. But we have also physical angels, and these probably would mean pastors or the bishops of particular churches, especially the seven churches. We have noted that John was told to write the things that had already happened. And this is the revelation of Jesus. What had happened? The death of Jesus, the burial of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, the ascension of Jesus, and the glorification of Jesus, that had already happened. But now, he was also told, number two, to write what was happening. What was happening is what began by the time John was writing. That is the inception of the church, the beginning of the church. And he was to write about what we call the church age. The church age began from the day the church was born in the book of Acts, and the church age goes on until Jesus raptures this church or takes the church home, the bride. This age is also called the end of age. The age is also called the kingdom of God age, or the kingdom age. It's the age that we are living in. And then it is divided into seven dispensation. One, we see the church of Jesus Christ moving from good to bad to worse and to worst. And if you are to draw the trajectory or draw the stairs, this church is going down and down and down. You discover how far we have come from. So we have the first church, the church that is called the Ephesians church. This is where the church was serving but did not have love. And you know, Paul had said, if you give all things and if you serve God with all your gifts and do everything with that minus love, you are doing nothing. That's what Paul had said. And so this church of Ephesus, or the bride of Jesus, was serving busy serving, but little love. And so that makes it down. Jesus told them to look at where they have fallen from. That is, they are falling and raise up again. But because they do not raise up, the second church was the church that was called Samna. Samna means crushed, is the persecuted church. So the church secondary that make it to fall from its position is persecution. Though persecution could not take it down, but already it was down. And there were 10 waves that were coming, but the church could not be moved much. But of course, it was not as high as it was, because the love was going on, and evil, wickedness was growing, and the love of men was growing cold. Number three, Satan discovered he cannot finish the church by persecution. And so the state decided to marry the church. And now this one, we call it Pergamum. Pergamum means thoroughly married. The church was married to the state. And so, of course, the state came and took over because they were evil. And a lot of evil began. A lot of compromises were there. And the church continued to grow deeper, deeper, and deeper because of that. Then the church number four is the one that we were talking about, you know, the one that is called Philadelphia. Now, Philadelphia church, you know, from Semna, we go to Pergamum, then we go to, Thyatira, sorry, Thyatira. The Thyatira church is the church that already had a lot of marriage with the world. Now, this is the birth of the Roman Catholic or Catholicism. This is where most of the idol worship began. This is where, because of the marriage of the world, or the marriage of the state and the church, they brought in a lot of immorality, or the state brought in a lot of immorality, a lot of idol worship, and we discover that Thyatira becomes a lot of or had a lot of idol worshiping. Now, as if that is not enough, then we come from this church. Now we go to the from Thyatira we go to chapter 3, what we call the church at Sardis. And I think that's what we want to talk about. Sardis is a very unique church. It's a church that had a lot of false religion. Is a false religious group. This is where the Protestant and Reformation came. There are those people through Martin Luther who began to protest against the Roman Catholicism. They tried, but they were no better. And this church or this bride had false religion. This church was where of the people who had, they had false reputation of being alive, but they were dead. That is Revelation 3, chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. Imagine they have got a name, a reputation that they are good. But Jesus says, but you are dead. They say that you are alive. So it was a very hypocritical fellowship. The fellowship today, this is a religious fellowship, negative. They were protesting from what had happened in the Thyatira, but they were still hypocritical. It was a church full of denominationism. It was a church that thought that they were the mainstream. They were using the old wineskins, but they would, you know, but they were taking the new wine, but they were using the old wineskin. Problem. And what Jesus said, that both of them will be destroyed. And because of this false reputation, and it continued, Jesus was later seen outside knocking to be let in. So let's look at a few things that Jesus talked to about this church at Sardis. This church that had a false reputation. This church that was religious. What is religion? What is being religious? Let me describe something to do with religion. Religion is the meeting of people trying to look for God. Yes, James talks about true religion when you are able to look for God, when you are able to help the humanity, but of course with a lot of honor for God. But there are people who try to do things without God. Religion says we can do all things minus God. Is a group that wants to do things by themselves. They want to accomplish the work by themselves. They might do good things. They might help the widows, but they don't acknowledge God. That's the problem of Sardis, or the kind of Sardis church. Religious groups, denominationism, they have a name. Why are they having the name? Because people out there are saying, wow, you have helped us. They help orphans, but they don't acknowledge it is from God. This is the wife coming to help the humanities out there, but they do not recognize the husband. And the husband says, you have a good name because people are calling you good names. But for me, you are dead. And wake up. And those things, what he said, write to them this letter to the angel of the church in Sardis. This is the message from the one who has the sevenfold spirit of God and the seven stars. I know all the things you do. You are doing things, and that you have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. So Jesus told them, wake up. Wake up. And I want to speak to anyone who thinks that they are religious minus acknowledgement of God. God does not really look at the things we do without regarding of God. These are just making a name. We help people. We destroy the image of God so that we can make ours. Jesus says, wake up, strengthen what little remains, for even what is left is almost dead. This is a church that was going to die. I find that your actions do not meet the requirements of my God. So they were doing a lot of actions. But these actions, they were minus God. Not that they did not love God, but they did not acknowledge that God was there. So Jesus said, go back to what you had and believe. What you had and believed at first. Hold to it, family. Repent and turn to me again. If you don't wake up, I'll come to you suddenly, as unexpected as a thief. Yet there are some in the church in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes with evil. They walk with me in white, for they are worthy. All who are victorious will be clothed in white. I'll never erase their name from the book of life. But I will announce before my Father and his angels that they are mine. Now, it's very good for us to realize that the church at Sardis was just a religious group that had a name to be alive, that was doing acts of service minus acknowledgement and recognition of God. Father, in your name, help us not to be busy doing things without recognizing it is you. Help us not to be able to help the widows without recognizing that it is our Father who has helped us. You love to be recognized. You love to be worshipped. And where we have not been able to recognize you, forgive us and help us to wake up and to go back to the things we used to do. Because you say that even what the things we are doing, they are almost dying. Father, forgive us and strengthen us by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.